Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you are going to be encouraged in the process and the walk of faith so that you are able to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, that you become that salt that someone else needs, that you become that city that sits on a hill, that you become that savor that they're able to taste, to see and know that God is good, to see his loving kindness, that you might be the one that draws them to Christ, that you might be the one to lead them, encourage them in their walk of faith, empower them as they see you go through your process. They are encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight and do all that God is saying. We have been studying the book of Proverbs, and we're back in that book. There's some wonderful things in there, wonderful tools in there. And if you take this wisdom, if you take this godly wisdom, even though Solomon is the writer of this book, he's writing God's wisdom because he got his wisdom from the Lord. God gave him this wisdom. So the wisdom that he's writing about is wisdom that he's received from God as he asked for God to give it to him. So we're going back, and the one thing we left off with was how we possess wisdom. Well, Proverbs 9 and 10 lets us know, even Proverbs 1 and 7 lets us know. Proverbs 9 and 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Okay, the Bible clearly lets us understand that the fear of the Lord is how we get it, and that fear is a reverence and a respect for God. That's the beginning of how we get our wisdom. Proverbs 1 and 17 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. And we don't want that. We want to have that wisdom that comes from God, that knowledge that comes from God, and we don't want to despise what God is giving to us. Proverbs 9 and 10 says this, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. So we want understanding of God, who is the Holy One, of his kingdom, of his will. But we also want to have that fear and that reverence there, that respect for God, so that we can have wisdom and knowledge as well. The fear of the Lord basically is when you fear God and reverence God and respect God, it is not something that is a terror. This is something that produces a clean feeling within. Because it's a holy reverence, a holy respect for God. And that's what we want. Proverbs 19 and 23 says, the fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rest, content, untouched by trouble. So we want that. We want to be able to have that that fear that lets us understand that we can't, not that trouble's not going to happen, not that we're not going to face anything, but there's a confidence that we have because we understand who God is. Because remember, we just read in Proverbs 9 and 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Because we're getting understanding about God, his character, who he is, what he will do, how he will work for us, move for us. And this is by faith. All of this is by faith. And so when we face trouble, that Proverbs 19 and 23 says, we rest because we have contentment and we act as if we're untouchable, that trouble is not going to touch us in the way that the enemy meant it, because it was formed as a weapon, but the weapon is not going to prosper. What was meant for our harm, our destruction, our downfall, God turns it around for good, and he lets us walk through that thing, learning him, growing in him, maturing in him, going through the process that leads us into more goodness of who he is. And as we do, we understand that our rest causes us to have a contentment, because we understand God is not going to fail us. He's not going to leave us. This is how we possess it. The fear of the Lord is how we possess wisdom. That's how we get it, how we keep it, how we walk in it. Proverbs 8 and 13 says, to fear the Lord is to hate evil and to hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. So another way that we possess wisdom is we fear God and we hate evil. That's another way we possess wisdom, because we don't want to do anything that upsets God. We don't want to do anything that's against his word and his will. So we hate that which is not of him. And that is another way that we possess wisdom. Proverbs 16 and, and 6 says, through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for through the fear of the Lord, and a man approves evil. So we understand that men will approve evil, but God doesn't, and we fear God. We atone from that. We don't want to sin. We don't want to do those things. So that's how we possess wisdom. We also can possess wisdom by having a teachable spirit. We got to have a teachable spirit so we can be taught wisdom. We can be taught these things. Proverbs 15 and 33 says, the fear of the Lord teaches a man wisdom, and humility comes from honor. So when we have a teachable spirit, that's how wisdom, we possess wisdom. We want to be teachable. We want to be able to, for the Lord to talk to us. Proverbs 14 and 27 says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a man from the snares of death. So wisdom and God and fearing him is a fountain of life. So that's what we want that in our lives. We want to be able to have that flow of wisdom, just as we have tree of life when we receive Jesus Christ. Wisdom has a tree. You read about that in Proverbs, I think it's 2 and 3, that there's a wisdom has a tree, and it's a tree of wisdom, a tree of life. And so because wisdom has a tree, when we eat of that tree or take that tree and learn from that, we're receiving wisdom that keeps producing wisdom over and over and over again. And it keeps bringing up, it keeps providing what we need. It keeps showing up in our lives, and that's what we want. We want to have that. We want to be able to get that. Another word for the Proverbs is to be like. And we want to be like God, because as I said, this wisdom that Solomon is writing about is wisdom that he's received from the Lord. So he's showing and demonstrating wisdom in the earth that looks like God. So we want to be like God. So when we receive this wisdom and say, God, let me have a teachable spirit and teach me, and I reverence you and respect you, then God is able to give us the wisdom that helps us move and maneuver in life. And there's two kinds of wisdom. There's a godly wisdom, and there's a worldly wisdom. The source of God of worldly wisdom is wisdom that we've been taught, wisdom that comes from books or philosophies, things that we've learned. We might even learn it through some of the things that we've gone through in life. But godly wisdom comes from God. That means he's the source of it. So we're pulling on God for his wisdom. It's an unsearchable riches of wisdom, of knowledge, of truth, of understanding. And when we pull on him, it never runs dry. No matter what we face, he always has the wisdom to help us go through it. No matter what we go through, he's always there in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to give us what we have need of, because we're pulling from him, an everlasting source of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and he will never, ever be wrong in his wisdom. If we listen to him, Solomon gained his wisdom because in 2 Chronicles 1, verses 6 through 12, it lets us understand that he went before God and he gave an offering of 10,000 burnt offerings before the Lord. And the Lord appeared before him and asked him, what do you want? And Solomon said, you know, you were with my father, you were his God, and now that I've been given this throne, I want to not fail in doing this. I don't want to fail in being king over your people. And he acknowledged that the people were not his, but they were God's. And because he had enough wisdom even in that to acknowledge that they were not his, that opened the door for something else. And he told the Lord, you know, I want wisdom on how to guide your people. I want wisdom on how to lead them and how to rule over them. They're yours. How to be the king that you call me to be over your people. And the Lord says to him, since your heart is great and you have a heart, your heart's desire is not to ask for wealth and riches and honor, nor death of your enemies, nor long life, but you ask wisdom and knowledge to govern my people. He says, I'm going to give it to you. But I'm also give you some other things. He says, I'm going to also give you the wealth, the riches, and the honor. And you're going to have this like no other king has ever had it. And so Solomon's heart's desire for wisdom to do the job that God had called him to do opened up the door so that God could give him more. He pleased God because his heart was, Lord, let me rule your people well. Let me do it like you. Let me be honorable, you know. And he started doing that with his heart. He started doing it with his heart. It didn't mean that he didn't make any mistakes, because he did. But that shows how his need for God, and that he has to always go after God and do it God's way. And that lets us know that if we don't continue to stay in the place of being tender before God, humble before God, we'll make mistakes as well. But this is what I like about this. The same promises are given to us, that God just did not give them to Solomon. He gave them to us. God makes a similar promise to us today, and he lets us know that we can have the same wealth and riches and these things. And Jesus says it in Matthew 6, verses 26, 27, 31, and through 33. He lets us know that. He tells us not to worry about life and what we will eat or drink, about the body or what we will wear. He lets us know that that God is Almighty God, and he has a kingdom, and he's going to give to us when we seek after his kingdom all that we need and all that is necessary for us and our destiny and our assignment. The benefits of embracing a godly fear is longevity. Proverbs 10 and 27 lets us know that. Strong confidence and strong families is another benefit of embracing godly fear. And we see that in Proverbs 14 and 26. Satisfaction is another thing that we embrace when we embrace godly fear. Proverbs 19 and 23 lets us know this. Happiness is something that we receive when we embrace godly fear. Proverbs 3 and 13 lets us know this. Honor, riches, and life is ours when we basically embrace the fear of the Lord. And that's Proverbs 22 and 14. So there are many, many benefits to us embracing the fear of the Lord, that God will move and work on our behalf. And we need to understand that when we do it God's way, we have to trust his way. His way is trustworthy. And when we ask for this wisdom and walk in this wisdom and apply this wisdom, being teachable unto the Lord, fearing and reverence him, God is going to make sure that his wisdom shows up in our lives. And it's going to be a continual tree of life unto us if we allow it to be. If we continue to stay in that place where he can mold us and shape us, it will be. And I love that. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given unto him. So James lets us even understand in the New Testament that wisdom is part of the keys to help us succeed in our everyday life, in our journey, and succeed the right way, so that we win in areas that we probably never won in before. And as I've said before, relationally, how we handle things, because the Proverbs wants us to be skilled so that we're able to handle every situation the right way. And so when you have godly wisdom, what you're facing on the job, with people, emotionally, times of crisis, the wisdom of God shows up with the word of God, and it gives us what we need so that we can go through or handle or even embrace the right way and do it godly, so it looks like him, so it's righteous, and that's what we want. Happiness, I said, is a benefit of reaching or for searching for godly wisdom, and we need that. We want that. Proverbs 3 and 13 says that happy is the man who findeth wisdom, the man that getteth understanding. And that's what we want. We want that. Tomorrow we're going to go into some more about wisdom, why wisdom's linked to a woman. We're going to go into that. We're going to go into the facts about the faces of wisdom, and how wisdom shows up in our lives in different ways. And we're going to talk about wisdom's ways. We want to talk about these things so we can see it and relate it to ourselves. That's all the time we have for today. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there. I pray that you are empowered, encouraged, and strengthened, and that you're taking in this wisdom and understanding that God wants you to win, and he wants to win great. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow for another empowerment. Be blessed.